Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Before our trip, I shared on how to prepare for a fabulous trip. So I used about two episodes for that. And today I'm going to share the results of our preparation for a fabulous trip. And it surely paid off. The purpose of our trip was actually to go visit the older generation of our family and friends, 80 years and older. So some of the things we had to do, of course, is shop for a flight. And I'm telling you, shopping is really important. I did shop for about 2 months till I found a flight from LAX to San Diego and San Diego nonstop to Zurich. With Swiss operated between LAX and San Diego with United, and San Diego Zurich with Edelweiss, which is actually part of the Swiss. And lo and behold, the round trip ticket per person was $595. I usually take Swiss from LAX to Zurich nonstop, but this time it would have been $1,000 more per person. So, of course, I took the other way around. And I found this fabulous deal at fareboom.com. That's fareboom.com. It's a relatively new company. They've been quite well known for 5 years, but they've been open for about 15. And they're quite helpful in everything I've done. So since I had to go through San Diego, I thought, well, why not drive to San Diego? My husband's twin sister is living there. We could go the night before and then just go to the airport from there. Well, that would have cost us $300 to $400 more per person than going from LAX to San Diego and from there to Zurich. So we decided we're going to take it the way that's the least expensive. And we did it exactly the way they suggested. Upon arrival in Zurich, we had rented a car from the U.S., and we actually booked that car rental through Sixt, S-I-X-T, because they had the best prices. We requested an automatic transmission plus GPS and found out that is not very common in Europe. They love to drive their stick shift. Because when you look at the distance they drive, it's all right. But the distances we drive here in the U.S., an automatic transmission is so much more convenient. Well, we knew we're going to be driving quite a distance, and I will tell you exactly how many kilometers or miles we drove in that less than 2 weeks. Anyways, we did have one choice and one only. That was a Jeep Renegade that had an automatic transmission and GPS. And so we took it. It did not ride quite as smoothly as a sedan. However, it was much smoother than a regular Jeep or something, you know, an SUV, a big SUV or so. So we were quite happy with it. What did we gain by renting that car? We're so organized for our visits to everybody. We had flexibility to go at the times it suited our family members and friends to go visit them. And we could actually relax while traveling because, number one, we had the space. Number two, we were not locked in with times on trains and buses and stuff, but we could budget our own time. So it was fabulous. So let me just give you a quick rundown on what we did so you can see how good this trip actually turned out. Tuesday night, after we arrived at the Zurich Airport, and we had gotten the car. We drove to my sister's place, where we spent every night except the last night and the ones we were not in Switzerland. On Wednesday morning, we went to Mom's place and later on back to my sister, because we left that Wednesday evening for Strasbourg, France, to go visit a nephew and spend the night there, and then go from there the next day on Thursday morning to Prague, where my sister had booked us an apartment. That was fabulous, called Seven Tails Suite. And it was a one-bedroom living room with two, I think, almost king-size beds, a kitchen, a bathroom. We had everything we needed. It was wonderful. So we drove to Prague the next day. And on Friday, we were able to actually walk to my friend's place across the river, the Moldau. And that's when I saw the first time where she was living. She's 88, had 4+ strokes, and cannot really move around anymore. She has one person living with her who's helping her out. But when we saw her, my husband and I, my sister came with us, but she had never met her, our friend, but my husband and I had had more than enough opportunities to meet with her before. So when we saw her, we did not recognize her. All the strokes and the poor, primitive conditions she was living in did not give us any way of recognizing her. But when we started talking, we knew immediately that she was the person. So we thought we're going to spend about an hour or two there. It ended up to be 7 hours. And the visit was amazing. My sister goes, I can't believe how sharp this person is in her brain. She is amazing. And so we had a really, really good time before we walked back to the apartment. Saturday, we drove the whole day back to Switzerland to my sister's place. On Sunday, we went to the lake, Bielsee, where my brother had his entire family gathered together, all three children with their significant others and his wife, and we had a fabulous time. On Monday, we were with Mom again, where my husband fixed a whole bunch of stuff, all the electrical issues he fixed. He fixed the refrigerator that was leaking, put a new seal on and everything else. He fixed an oven in the tenant's place that Mom was told it could not be fixed. So she was thrilled to pieces to have had my hubby there fixing everything for her at no charge for labor, just for the parts. On Monday, Tuesday, we went up to Oertlimat above Thun to visit my aunt, who's 86, and I met two of my uncles that I had not seen in decades, didn't recognize them. But once I knew who they were, I could see the similarity. I visited a friend of mine who I worked with in one of the offices before I came to the U.S. 38 years ago. So we visited one of Mom's friends. It was just wonderful. On Wednesday, I saw my brother Rudy, who's a doctor. We had lunch there. On Thursday, we went back to Mom. And in the afternoon, I saw my oldest brother and his middle daughter. And we had a great visit. On Friday, we went to a different canton, Solothurn, to visit my cousins, Colette and Charlie. And they actually blessed us with two songs they composed on their own. Saturday, we went to church in the morning, and in the afternoon, we went to my baby brother's place, Max, with his wife and four children, and had a fabulous time. Went on an excursion up to the Alps, and then just as we realized it's going to start raining, we had enough time to make it to the restaurant up there. And as soon as we were inside, it started pouring. So we did not get wet, but we had a fabulous snack there and got to talk and have fun. And Mom, of course, came almost to every visit with us, except I think she was not at in Solothurn with my cousins, Colette and Charlie, but otherwise she came everywhere. And the very last visit we did was on Sunday, the day before we left to come back, and we visited my cousin Christoph, who had been here with his wife visiting us, and he asked me before we went there, who would you like to see? And I said, all of your siblings, and there are a total of 9. From the first marriage, there were 5, and he was from the second marriage, there were 4. So 6 out of the 9 were present, some of them with their spouses. And within 24 hours through WhatsApp, they organized a wonderful evening. Everybody came to Christoph's house where we spent the last night. They fixed the food, considering our allergies. My husband is lactose intolerant, and I cannot eat nuts except almonds. So all the food was actually created so that we could enjoy it. It was amazing. We had a most wonderful time. Before we went to Christoph, one of his sisters, the youngest one from the first set, invited us to go to a little concert that she helped give in honor of the farmers that were selected to be celebrated in the area in Sternenberg, Zurich. And president of that canton was there, and a lot of important people, as well as the press, was there. And we got a special invitation because we came from out of country. So that was awesome. And she played the Alphorn with some others together. And if I get a minute at the end, I will play you part of the video till the session ends. On Monday, we went back to the airport. Zurich to San Diego went really well. San Diego, we had a 2-hour-plus delay because the airplane could not leave LAX to come to San Diego to pick us up. But we made it home, shuttle and all, and were home by around midnight. The goal of this trip was actually to see all older relatives and friends, including all my siblings and most of my cousins. We went for the people and not for the sightseeing, because people you can only see and enjoy while they're alive. Sites are still usually there, so you can always go back. The trip was actually wonderful. We succeeded. We did everything we wanted to do. And my husband drove a total of 4,122 kilometers, which was 2,709 miles in the short time we were there. So did we succeed? Did we have a great time? Yes. Was it due to proper organization and planning? Yes. Would I do it again? Yes. So I gave you the airfare place, I gave you the car rental place, and I just wanted to let you know how beautiful that was. And now for the very end, I'm going to play the piece that they played with the Alphorn. That was the only way they could communicate from mountaintop to mountaintop at that time. So here it goes. If you want to contact me, my email address is there. But right now, I'm going to let you listen to the play. Actually, there were 5 people who played. One was my female cousin, and then there were 4 men who played. So this is a way of communication in Switzerland from mountaintop to mountaintop. And it's not just illegal or commercial here in the U.S. So enjoy the last few seconds, and I'll talk to you next week again.